Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, do consider supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.com to keep us out there. This has been one of the busiest years that we've had in ministry. Next week, we're going to be in Pennsylvania. We just got back from South Dakota 3 days ago, and then after that, we're going to be in Tennessee. We're going to be in Montana, and we're not looking for stuff to do here, friends. And on top of it, I'm staying on top of my game the best way that I can. And by the grace of God, I'm doing that and more. We're overcomers here, not succumbers or get buyers. Okay? Just so you understand what real grace does. Did you hear what I said? What real grace does. Amen. Faith without works is dead. Let's get back to this. I want to highlight something really quick. Did you see this? It's brand new news on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I was just sharing this with you a couple days ago, how a politician is more than willing to sacrifice your sons on the altar for his freedoms. I took some time over the last week talking about how 93% of the time that we have been a country, we have been at war, and how when there is war, it's not going to be the politicians that are creating the war and contriving the wars that are going to be going. It's going to be at the cost of your sons and your daughters. Okay? On sonsoflibertymedia.com, U.S. to deploy forces to Saudi Arabia. Keep in mind the connection between the Saudis and the Bush family, okay? Even right before September 11th, don't disconnect that thought. There's a huge picture of Donald Trump with a sword in his hand. It's not been photoshopped with him and his Arabian buddies, okay? And it's a great cause for concern, but it shows you how the agenda is going forward, okay? Here's an editor's note by Tim Brown, senior editor, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. He said, where is Congress in all of this? Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution, people. See, the Constitution's being trampled underfoot again. Keep in mind, while you're allowing him to trample the Constitution, how many of hundreds and thousands of our family members fought, bled, and died fighting against the very things that are being stepped upon today by your politicians in this White House. And not just this White House. He said the troops will be going to Saudi Arabia and the UAE. Now listen carefully. Trump has said, I'm not the president of the United States of America. I'm not the president of the world. Yep, that's right. But you might want to explain why you have 737 bases in 148 countries when there's only 196. Can you explain that, Mr. President? Nope, he couldn't. He'd have to tell on who he works for, friends, because it ain't me and you. The situation could easily lead to another situation which the U.S. is acting on behalf of other powers for the interests that aren't its own. Has nothing to do with us. We can only hope that he keeps that from happening. Listen carefully. The Pentagon will deploy U.S. forces to the Middle East after Saudi Arabian oil facilities by Amanda Macias, CNBC, September 20th, 2019, said, the Pentagon will deploy U.S. forces to the Middle East on the heels of the Iranian attack on the Saudi Arabian oil facilities. The former military general, Wesley Clark, said right after September 11th, 2001, he said, Iran is one of the targets along with Syria, Iraq, and others. Afghanistan was a part of that. He said there'll be five countries. And he said, we can do that when we have a military like ours that can take down countries. Okay? He said, if there was not an oil presence in those countries, our military would not be there. So when you look at how they're casting into your minds Not defending anybody here but the truth, because the first casualty in every war, friends, is always the truth, and the truth is over. It's being overlooked here. First, the Constitution. He does not have the lawful authority to do it. But, folks, keep in mind, this is one of the richest nations in the world, and we need to send our military. You might want to start asking some real questions, friends. It's on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, U.S. to deploy forces to Saudi Arabia and the UAE to counter Iran. Okay, this is all forecasted over 18 years ago, just so you know. And I'm just the guy to stand here and remind you of the things that they mean to play out. And they're going to do this in a deceptive manner, and it's exactly what they're doing today. Let me finish this up going back to what we were talking about during the first hour. And we were talking about capitalism versus socialism. Okay, now listen carefully. Even the pilgrims experimented with communism. When they first landed in 1620, they lived communally. Okay, but by 1623, their community was falling apart. Now, if you go to Jamestown, you'll understand why they lived that way, because the natives, they called them the savages during that time. So let's keep this into context. But lazy members unwilling to work were crashing the system by leaving off the labors of those who would. So they're highlighting that. They're making this pointing as to the points that they're making here. In the Plymouth Plantation, Governor William Bradford explains how abandoning communism and turning to capitalism, the pilgrims not only survived but also thrived. And this is why over a century later, our founders created a nation built upon the concepts of private property, personal responsibility, and self-government. We are the government. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. Therefore, when so-called spiritual leaders claim that the gospel is all what it's all about concerning redistribution and feeding into socialism, keep in mind they're twisting scripture and are in direct contradiction with the teachings of Jesus and the apostles. And it's interesting to note how many of them that are advocating socialism in the United States of America that want you to believe that they're Christians, just like they said. Get rid of the negativity around socialism. Don't show them who you really are. Just advocate positivism, friends. Metaphysics, okay? That's exactly what these people are doing. Keep it in a positive light. Don't show you what they're really doing. In other words, keep the fruit away from the people so they don't see who we really are. And that's why Jesus told us to judge them in such a fashion. The late Adrian Rogers said that even if we were able to feed, clothe, cure, and house every person but didn't deal with their need for spiritual redemption, we would only create a better place to go to hell from. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Hey, folks, blessed American poverty, give me more. What are you talking about? I want to switch gears just a little bit, line upon line, and we'll just keep it in the message for the day. Friends, how often can you see across America on a street corner? This is crazy. 93%. Hang on a second, I want to confirm that. I believe it's 93%. Hang on. Adding to society. Live radio, friends. I want you to think about this. Okay, it's 91. This is why I wanted to cross-check this. But in the United States of America, did you know that 91.4% of the Muslim refugees in America are on food stamps? 91.4%. Have you seen their rides, friends? They got like brand new cars. And 68.3% of Muslim refugees in the U.S. are on cash welfare. Keep that thought. I'll be right back, and I'll finish that point. Sons of Liberty.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that." When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Day, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your ticket today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Okay, so I just highlighted, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Got lots of friends over on live chat right now going back and forth. Totally appreciate that. And again, if you want to call in, you can. Stick to the topics, please. I was just highlighting the fact that we're going to talk about blessed American poverty. Give me more. Okay, and I'm going to put this in a balance. And the reason being is because a false balance is an abomination of the Lord. But listen carefully. In the United States of America, 91.4% of the Muslim refugees that come into America, folks, they're not working. They're on food stamps. 68% of Muslim refugees that come into America, and it's those coming from the southern border as well, friends, they're being allured into the American society. It's Cloward Pipe, and they're breaking the system. That's what it's about, plundering America, because you're the obstacle to the New World Order, said George Soros, right? Who is yet to be prosecuted for his crimes, international crimes. But 68.3% of Muslim refugees that come into America are on welfare. And I told you during the first hour how I was a welfare kid. And friends, I'll tell you what, it's something I never even want to touch or be a part of, because I see how it is a system that keeps you entrenched in dependency upon the state that gives it. It's not helping, friends. They're enabling people to destroy themselves on your dime. And again, friends, every step of the way, no matter what the topic is, keep in mind. And I say this as a positive, if you can take a positive out of what I'm telling you here. Quit enabling a system that is designed to destroy. Because that's what's happening. Your sin for America is finding you out. Numbers 32:23. Now let's go back to this, because I was making a point and then we got a hard break come up on us. Blessed American poverty, give me more. What are you talking about? How often can you see across America on a street corner, under a bridge or on a highway overpass, or in front of a store, a poor person with a sign asking for charity from people who can lend a helping hand in the time of need? You know, they hold signs stating homeless and hungry, or they really pull on your strings when they say, I'm a homeless veteran. If they are, friends, I'm there to help them, if that's the case. But what I find out more than not is they are not. Okay, they're making an appeal under false pretenses. But I was making the point during the end of the last segment, friends, that just recently right off of Highway 55 and 494 in Minnesota, I seen two Muslims in their burqas. Folks, from the top to the bottom, the black burqas where you can just see their eyes. You know, making an appeal for support. But 68% of them are on cash welfare. Okay? And not only that, but 91% of them are on food stamps. And they were out on the street begging for more. Have you ever seen their cars, friends? Because we, in St. Cloud, Minnesota, there's a whole mess of them. They're brand new cars, friends. Brand new little minivans. It's craziness. It really is. I want to make another point, if I might, since I'm talking about it. A little branch off this conversation. Same tree. Do you realize that if I was to walk into a store, they're going to ban them here sooner or later because they're doing it in Europe now because they're finding that many of the people that have the burqas on, they're not even women, they're men. And they go in and they commit crimes. You can watch on video of one of them stabbing another person to death in an elevator. It's horrendous. Do you realize that if I put on one of those headpieces, burqa, whatever it may be, where you can just see the eyes, and I walked into a bank, I probably would either get shot before I got to the counter, or I would most definitely be arrested for robbery, even if I didn't have a gun. But yet these people walk all over in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area dressed like that, going into stores because their men say that you cannot look upon my wife. By the way, if you go back into the 1970s, these women look like women from America. They didn't have none of that garb on. And in all fairness, friends, a lot of these women are scared to death. They don't want to be wearing these burqas, just now that I'm speaking of it. They're enslaved. They're afraid that they might be killed. And don't think it couldn't happen here in America, friends, because it was just reported that it just did happen here in America. And it's interesting how we're not hearing the media talk about how the Muslims are coming here and they're honor killing their wives and their daughters. This needs to stop now. It's not a joke. Everybody should be up in arms. The media is blacked out on this. Media silence. Why? Again, because they mean to hand over this country to them that are coming in illegally. Again, reverting back to, you're the great obstacle to the New World Order. Okay, this is how you destroy countries. I just said three things there. Now let me go back to this. Blessed American poverty. Give me more. I remember in North Minneapolis, firsthand experience. I remember I was at a McDonald's, didn't have any money, I was 18 years old. Cocky little punk I was. Never had anybody to defend me, right? Except my big brother. You know, my big brother could beat the tar out of me, but if anybody touched me, my brother would be all over them, like white on rice. It was kind of cool, except when it was him beating up on me. But I never had a dad in play. He was always gone. Never knew him, right? But in saying that, friends, I remember I was in North Minneapolis. You'd call it the hood. I was going through a drive-thru at McDonald's, and I remember this skinny black dude, real skinny dude. He asked me if he could get some money to eat. And so what I did is I gave him $5. And I did it hesitatingly. I watched him. I wanted to make sure that's what he was going to do. I didn't have any reason to believe that he wasn't, but it was in North Minneapolis. Okay, a lot of crime. And I gave him the $5. And I said, what do you want? He said, I want a fish sandwich. I said, okay, here's $5. Go get some food. I watched the guy, when I pulled away from my food, I slowed down so I could see what he was going to do with it. Because what he did is he walked like he was going to walk in the front door, and then he turned around when he thought I was gone. Well, I stopped so I could see what he was doing. And he went to the car behind me, and he did the same thing with them. And at that point, I knew it wasn't about something to eat. I knew at that point it was about either drugs or alcohol that he wanted. I got out of the car. Folks, I was angry because I didn't have it to give, but I gave it, okay? I gave out of my penury, let me tell you. And as I gave it to him, I remember getting this guy on the rocks at a McDonald's, stomping on his foot to keep him in place. And then I began to stomp on his hand where I was trying to get my $5 out. The skinniest guy ever. That guy was not going to let go of that $5. I mean, I could have had a chainsaw, and he would have not given up that $5 to cut his hand off. I'm being way facetious, but the fact of the matter is, you know, I'm kidding, okay? And if you can't take it that way, change the channel, right? I'm not going to sit and play into your little speech, your little political yeses and nos and how you better say what you better say according to the way that we take it. No, I said it the way I meant it. And I said it in a funny way as a metaphor, okay? I could have had a chainsaw. That hand wouldn't have been cut off. And that was the first time I did it. Another time, practice downtown Minneapolis. Used to go to practice every night. Just a punk kid, 18 years old, 19 years old, 20 years old. And I remember this guy on West Broadway, right where it goes over the top of 94. Again, it's the hood. It's not a good neighborhood. And I remember stopping at a light, and I remember this guy saying to me, through a sign that he had, that he was a veteran and he didn't have any food. And I rolled down the window and I said, I just wanted to check him. And I said, hey, listen, if you want to go across the street, there's a Wendy's right there. I'll meet you over there and I'll give you something to eat. I'll pay for something for you to eat. He wanted nothing to do with it. See, that was to the left of me. To the right of me was a liquor store, and behind me was a bar. He was trying to get money for booze. Okay? It's also interesting to note, friends, that over and over again, and I love these, and I'm so glad when people in the media actually do this, because this is good stuff. Well, they'll actually go out into the streets and they'll follow these people that are begging for money. And they're finding out that they're making $400 to $600 a day. Okay? Why wouldn't they go? Folks, you need to understand something. If God has not given you the discernment to give it, then don't give it. Because if you do outside of discernment and knowing it's the right thing to do, you're giving it to the wrong person, and you are enabling them to go to the liquor store or to go to the local drug dealer to get what they really want. They're making an appeal under false pretenses. Listen to me carefully. I've seen that more than I haven't seen that, just for the record. Okay, at least from where I'm at. I even watched one where a news crew followed a woman that was keeled over. She couldn't stand up straight. And she made tons of money right in New York City there. She had a little cane in her hand and she was hunched over. And she had a scarf over the top of her head. You may have seen it. And it was interesting to note that they followed her after she was done to her van. She changes her clothes inside of the van, and then she goes on, I believe, 6th Street in New York, which is the upper echelon of where people go shopping. The wealthy people go shopping. She would take the money that she begged for all day, and then she'd go shopping at night. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
United States Representative Joe Kennedy III formally declared his candidacy for the U.S. Senate, becoming the first member of the Kennedy political dynasty to bid for the upper chamber of Congress since Edward M. Kennedy in 1962.
Hi, I'm Joe Kennedy, and I'm announcing a campaign to be your Democratic nominee for the 4th Congressional District seat now held by Barney Frank.
Joe Kennedy is the grandson of Robert F. Kennedy, who was Attorney General in his own brother John F. Kennedy's White House and was a senator running for the Democratic presidential nomination when he was assassinated in 1968. A whistleblower complaint has been made official against President Donald Trump as he supposedly urged the new leader of Ukraine to investigate the son of Joe Biden. Trump is defending himself against the intelligence official's complaint. In a tweet this morning, Trump referred to a perfectly fine and routine conversation with Ukraine's leader. Nothing was said in any way that was wrong. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to watch us live, go to Before It's News. Thank you, Michael Roach. Or go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you'll see us right there on the right. We got lots of friends on live chat right now, and we appreciate them. And that's our little secret right now. We also want to say thank you to the 115 radio stations across the country for making us the number one radio show during the weekend. And occasionally on the weekdays, we're usually running number two behind another fella out of 87 radio shows. So, again, we appreciate your trust, and people are listening because they're sick and tired of the rhetorical talk, friends. That's just simply unconstitutional talk, unbiblical talk. And, if, by the way, if you go back to, like, the 40s and the 30s and the 50s, friends, not in that order. It's interesting what was playing on radio, friends. Church services, church, Christian music was played on the radios. And it's so, if the young people today knew, just even going back 70 and 80 years, what this country, namely what the media was like back then, that explains so much as to why they're confused today, because they don't know where they came from. If they don't know where they came from, they don't know where they're going, right? And that's why we're talking about what we're talking about today, what a socialist is and what a capitalist is during the first hour. And now we're talking about blessed American poverty. Give me more. And I'm talking about the people on the highway overpasses, under a bridge, on a corner, in front of a store, holding up signs, asking for financial help. And I'm just highlighting the fact of my personal experience, friends, with more than not, that I have found, friends, they don't want to work. I've even tried to help one guy that said he would work for money. And I said, well, listen, we can get you some work over here. And he didn't want anything to do with it. And to be quite honest with you, sometimes, again, quite a few times, friends, when I see these people on the corner standing in front of a store or a restaurant begging for money, I'll just roll down the window and say, hey, guy, why don't you walk inside of the store and get a job? They don't want anything to do with it. They want you to enable them so they don't have to work. And the problem is they're making too much money off of those that don't know the difference. Some of these people are making $400 to $600 a day begging for money. That's pretty good money. And then I was just highlighting during the last segment a woman that was keeled over. She had a scarf on her head, a jacket on, and she had this little cane, and she'd walk the best that she could. And a camera crew followed her through. And by the way, you can watch it online. It's easy to find. And she was in New York, and what they did is they waited the day out, and they followed her to her, I believe she got on a bus, and then she went to a van in New York, and she thought this through. It was premeditated. And then what she'd do is she'd change her clothes inside of the van, and she'd get out of the van, a pretty lady, she's perfectly healthy, and she would go, I believe, on 6th Street in New York City, where the upper echelon of the wealthy go to shop. She'd go shopping at night. This is all I'm trying to tell the American people, that you're enabling many of these people. Now let me move on from there, and I got some more personal stories I want to tell you on the other side of the scope in which we're speaking even now. I've also noticed that these poor people, almost without fail, haven't you, have had a cigarette hanging out of their mouths. Did you know that a pack of cigarettes is it's $8 to $9 in Minnesota? They have a cigarette hanging out of their mouth saying that they're broke and they need your help. They need your help so they can buy another pack of cigarettes. That's what it is. Okay. Oftentimes, if you look at where their little stash is, you'll notice a bottle of booze. Just keep in mind, a cheap bottle of booze is around $10 in a little brown bag, right? Or what you'll also notice, and I've caught these guys doing this, they have lottery tickets in their hands. And I've also noticed, friends, almost without fail, they have brand new shoes, pants, shirts, hats, jackets, and even backpacks on. How are they doing that? When I was a welfare kid, folks, I can tell you right now, we didn't have that. We had one brand new pair of shoes from Kmart, right, or Zara's Shopper City, probably once or twice a year if we were lucky. And I kid you negative. And I'm not complaining about the way I was raised. I have nothing to complain about. I had roof over my head. I had food in my mouth. I was totally blessed. God had me under control. He had me covered in so many different ways, and I thank him for that. He's a father to the fatherless. By the way, he's a husband to the widows, and he's also a lover to the strangers. That means to assimilate. Hello, high five, amen. Not too long ago, again in the state of Minnesota, a news outlet did a piece concerning the poor that were out on the streets and found that these people were making $400 to $600 a day. Not bad for a poor person's day of working the sympathies of the American people, huh? Bradley, you're just so cold. Oh, just hang on a minute. No, you're just ignorant. That's all. Now, friends, don't get me wrong here, because I have on a personal level, helped those who were broke or homeless on a couple occasions. I highlighted that. I understand from personal experience their plight due to the fact that I was one of those kids. But I hated it so much that I just needed a little push in the right direction in the hopes of having never to return to the slough of despond ever again. Okay? I don't ever want to go there again because I was a product of the welfare system as a little kid. And it's not right, it's not nurturing, and it's not healthy. And first and foremost, it's not godly. And secondly, it's not legal. Just think about that. I've got to tell you another story. In one particular case, I was on the road with a band called Sunset Strip. We used to tour the United States back in the 90s. And I was a total heathen. Well, we were on a club tour, and I was living off a $5 a day per diem. I only had $5 to eat on throughout the day. And I saw a man off of one of the highways in Missouri. It was in Missouri. I can still see exactly where it's at. And my heart went out to this guy, so I gave him the $5 that I had to eat with. Only to find out that after I gave him the $5 that I had to eat on, he went inside of the store, and he runs into my bass player, and he asked him if he knew where he could buy some marijuana. Of course, I go back in. He's gone. I mean, this is just insane. And again, let me reiterate the point, folks. This isn't once in a while. I can go to a particular spot, again, almost without fail, 95% of the time. There's someone on that corner begging for money. And I'll tell you what, if he's not or she's not on that very corner begging for money, I can go not too far down the street to find, I can without fail, I can say this assuredly. I can find somebody in the Minneapolis area begging for money every single day without fail. Okay? You know, Paul said, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. 2 Thessalonians 3:10. You know, one more thing I need to throw in there, too. How many of these people that are begging for money, they're well, and they're able-bodied to work, but they don't want to work? And they don't have to work because there's too many people enabling them, right? Which counters Scripture, right? You ever heard that saying, God helps those that help themselves? It's absolutely true. Now, for those that can't help themselves, I'll be the first one to be there to help them. I'll get to that in a moment. You know, how many people overlook what the Lord commanded that are responsible for enabling those who do not want to work in order for them to remain overweight or drug dependent? How many enable these people in order for them to remain alcohol abusive? How many people enable these people so that they remain jobless? How many are willing to lay a greater burden on those who actually work because they feel bad for those who do not want to work? So think about that. Again, I don't have a problem with helping those who want to get back on their feet, yet the problem is that there are people who do not want to get back on their feet. They want to add to the burden of those who are already working to sustain themselves and their families. And to prove my point in showing how poor America is not, here are some statistics to lay to your candor. Let's bring it to the light. Okay, I'm going to shoot these off, but I want you to hear this one story. And I've done it twice now. I was in Washington, D.C. I'll never forget it as long as I live. And we were at a Fuddruckers. And it was kind of cold. I think it was rainy out. Sam, was it rainy out that day? You remember that kid that we helped out? Was it rainy out that day? I remember it was kind of cold. And talking to Buggy, one of the producers back here. And what's interesting to note is when I was sitting in line, I seen him come in. And he was just kind of sitting there, and he looked over at me, and he said, I don't know why this just gets me, and I hope one day, you know, I can see this kid on his feet in a successful way now. But it gets me every time I tell the story. But I remember we were in the Fuddruckers, and he walked up to me, and he said, would you be willing to buy me something? And it was a black kid from Maryland. I said, what's wrong? He goes, I missed a ride. And having been through all the experiences of getting ripped off under false pretenses, I was, you know, more cautious, prudent about it. Wisdom in the way of caution. And I just looked at him without hesitation, and I knew it was the right thing to do. I said, yes, what do you want? And he went to what the cheapest thing was on Fuddruckers menu, and I said, no. I said, what do you want? I didn't ask you to save me some money. I said, what do you want? And he told me what he wanted, and I said, order it. Now, you know, this isn't giving myself accolade. It's just, it really is in my heart. You know, you wonder, did I do the right thing, or did I not do the right thing? Did I just enable that kid? I didn't have that. It didn't even go through my mind. And one of my kids came back after he got his food, and he said, Dad, just voluntarily, he said, Dad, that kid's over at the table thanking God for the food. He didn't know anybody was watching him. He didn't know that I didn't know. The Lord knew. The Lord wanted me to know that was him behind the giving to bless this kid. And when my kids came back, I knew right then and there that's exactly where it came from, and I was the vessel to give. Because it's more blessed to give than to receive. That was one of those situations where it was spot on. The Lord used one of his kids to just drop it right in the center of the target on the right person at the right time at the right place. And that was one of those days. And I'm so glad I was there. I'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, final segment of our last 2 hours. Thank you for joining me today, and this is where I'm going to unload on you really quick, okay? 80% of the poor in American households have air conditioning. In 1970, only 36% of all Americans had it. Now, I want to make clear, friends, I'll be the first one to help someone that's helping themselves out of the hole that they dug if they're willing to keep digging themselves out. I'm just going to have you come right here in a minute. I'm going to bring my bride on here in just a moment here. But I want you to think about that, okay? So don't think I'm racking on people that need the help. If that's what you're hearing, you're not paying attention to what I'm saying. Don't help those that can help themselves, because you're enabling them so they don't have to help themselves. Make distinction. You know, the Lord gives us an analogy that, listen, if you want to teach the eaglet to fly, the eagle pushes the eaglet out of the nest to learn to fly. You may call it harsh, I call it love. Because this used to be love before the 60s. Now the younger generation, you know, that generation that expects the entitlements from those that work, look what they expect. I just watched a thing the other day. I remember seeing a thing on Dr. Phil. It was a quick feed. And it was a girl that was complaining about her mom. And it was her show, she said. And she was telling America how sick and tired of it that she is of her mother, who hasn't bought her a $225,000 Mercedes, and how she cut her $2,500 a month down to $1,100 a month. You are raising monsters, America. And we need to get this right. We need to teach them that you have to work for what you have, right? 92% of poor households have a microwave. Two-thirds have at least one DVD player. And 70% of the poor in America have either a DVD player, right? Or some new little jammy that is up to date on their new technologies. Just think about that. I'm talking about the poor people. 75% of the poor in America have a car or truck. Whoa! 31% of the poor have two or three cars in America. 80% of poor adults and 96% of poor children in America have never gone hungry at any time during the year because they couldn't afford food. And by the way, many of these organizations, if you're giving to organizations, friends, you better understand where that money's going to, because a lot of the money's going right to the CEO. And not to what they, you know, these feed the children and these military, you know, let's raise money for these military men coming back. Many of these organizations have been busted for fraud. I mean, come on, America. And what did that have to do with anything? Well, because it's the point of how the people are so apt to just, you know, because they got a picture of a baby or they have a military guy up there. By the way, our taxes already cover that military guy, right? But they're not going there. Then that means you deal with the politicians. It doesn't mean dole some more money out of your wallet into the same cause that you've already been paying for. Jeez, folks, do yourself a favor. Help yourselves, right? But 80% of poor adults and 96% of poor children in America were never hungry at any time during the year because they could not afford food. Never. But you're not told that. Nope. You're told by another foundation that wants to raise millions and millions. And by the way, shame on some of you people that take it for face value. Because when you find out that there's fraud, you've heard me today tell you now that folks over and over and over again, these organizations and these CEOs are making stupid money. Right? It's crazy. And I'm not putting out there like to make mine brighter. I'm not doing that. You judge them by their fruit. That's all we're telling you to do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com to do so if you'd like to. Nearly two-thirds of the poor people in America, 63.7%, have cable or satellite television. The government is enabling them to do nothing on your dime, America. Half of the poor in America have personal computers. Everybody's got a phone. A $400 phone. It's crazy, right? More than half of the poor families in America with children have video game systems such as Xbox or PlayStation. This is pathetic and it's embarrassing. Just under half of all the poor in America have internet access. That's how poor America is. One third of the poor in America have widescreen plasma or LCD TVs. And by the way, if you're poor in America, it's either because you don't know the difference or you just don't want to work. Because to be otherwise is to call the Lord a liar, which he is not. Because you're going to reap what you sow. And the Lord also, in contrast, friends, to if you don't work, you don't eat. Well, what happens if you do work? You do eat. That's a promise, right? One third of the poor in America have a widescreen plasma or LCD TV. One in four people have a digital video recorder such as TiVo. And finally, the average poor person in America has more living space than the average non-poor person in Europe. Right? So how poor is America? I have a video here. By the way, the article on sonsoflibertymedia.com is called Blessed American Poverty. Give me more. I actually did an event with this guy out in Georgia probably 5 years ago. But he was a committed Marxist. He was raised up in Puerto Rico to come to America to help destroy America from within. When he came to America, he converted to America's ideals and began to expose the enemy within, praise God. And what he noticed was the victim and entitlement mentality of the poor that was destroying this country. Blessed poverty. Give me more. His name is Ismael Hernandez. Ismael Hernandez. If you want to see the article, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Blessed American Poverty, give me more. Love you by what we do. Here is my bride, real quick.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you were just saying, if you want to see more, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I was just talking with a lady yesterday, and I said, you know, you're getting our newsletter now. It'll come out once a week, and that shows you the fruit of where we're going and what we're doing. Because we've always said that we want to turn turn talk radio into do radio. And what is the fruit of what
we're
doing?
And we have.
We have, absolutely. We just got back from South Dakota. And
Wait, what is the list anyways? We got like 4 minutes.
Okay, so the list. Where have we been?
We went to Florida three times this year.
We did the national
high school, homeschool, yep. And a homeschooling event.
Yeah, National Homeschool Convention, the largest homeschool convention in the United States. We were there. We did a homeschool co-op group. We also, as you mentioned, did a high school and a middle school out there too, as
yep,
well.
Yeah, Hollywood
Academy.
And Coral Ridge. We did the high school and the yep. middle school there. That was in Fort Lauderdale.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we were in Orlando doing the homeschool convention, the National convention, so
that's
on and
right.
so forth. And then we've been as far east, I tell people, east coast is Cape Cod, as far west as San Diego. We've been to Ohio.
Because we've been in twice because
yep.
we did that event there.
Yep.
We were in California.
Yes.
We went to Temecula. Temecula. And then we spoke at that gun range of all places, which was really cool.
In California. Can you believe it?
It was great.
Yep.
And then there was another meeting there.
Yep. We had a few different meetings there.
Yeah, okay.
We did some
that's
music
right.
stuff there,
yep,
too, as well.
Right.
And then we also have been to Ohio twice. We did a conference there in Ohio, and we came back yeah. and did another conference. Yeah. We also did a conference in Marshfield, Wisconsin.
That's right. That was a cool one.
Yeah,
yep.
that was cool. We saw, much
We're not really conference guys, but these guys that we're doing these
they're
conferences
doers.
With, they're raising these communities up, and we are literally raising them up to go out. As a matter of fact, we did some stuff with Coach Dave, and we were out protesting a church that refused to protest abortion, which was great.
Now, that's a good point, because a lot of people go to conferences that kind of like, want to listen to these teachers,
to itch their itching ears. Yep.
So, in that conference, not only were we talking about we're equipping people to go out and do
and
the
thing. And we would do it right there.
But we
yep.
literally went in front of this church and we were asking them to help yeah. us protest abortion. Which
yeah, and who is protesting us? The church goers.
It's a total story in and of itself. But, and then, so, we're going to be in Pennsylvania next week. We just got back from South
yep.
Dakota. Bradley was
John
sounding
Diamond's
the alarm.
Event. Yep.
I got to say this. Bradley was sounding the alarm in South Dakota and it went off literally. We were sitting there doing this yep. presentation. With every event we do, you're always going to come up with some opposition or struggle or whatever. That's fine. That goes the territory. Those that desire to live a godly life will suffer persecution.
Yep.
So you just got to roll with it. So despite technical difficulties, the audience stayed.
The alarm literally
the
goes off.
Alarm.
And I said, it's because I'm on fire. Hebrews 1:7, the Lord makes his ministers flames of fire.
But the interesting yeah. thing is that alarm went off for several minutes and the people stayed. Bradley just
yep.
kept pushing through, whatever was coming on and going on. And eventually it shut off. But the people were there just hungry to hear the truth.
Yep.
And the response was outstanding.
Amen.
So that was another great thing. So we just get back from Minnesota. Of course, don't
yep, we got Pennsylvania,
there.
And then we got Montana, and then we got Tennessee,
that's
and
right.
it looks like we're going back to California again.
So
that's why I haven't been asking
right.
for people to call in and say, hey, do you want to come out? But you can still call 1-866-233-0747.
That's right, but the point I want to make is we need your support to be able to continue to reach out to more people. Now, Bradley was talking about this a little bit at the beginning of this segment, but if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you
please
can click
do.
On the Spread the Word button, which tells you about our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program, where you can give on a monthly basis. I tell people when I speak with them, we appreciate one-time donations incredibly, but it's the monthly supporters that really are the bedrock and the foundation that kind of let us catapult to be able to reach out to more people. So if you've been listening to the radio show and contemplating and where should I give my support to and my church isn't really speaking the truth, listen, sow into good seed,
you can
good
see
soil.
Fruit every
exactly.
week. You're going to hear it every 6 days because I talk about what we're doing, where we're going, and this is not a ministry that comes to you and says, this is what we're going to do. No, it's 20 years in the making of what we have done, and we're showing you the fruit off the branches.
Exactly. So go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Spread the Word button, or donate securely to make a tax-deductible donation. We cannot do what we do without your support. We appreciate everyone who supports the Sons of Liberty.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.